Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Marriage.
Time plays a very important role. So I'm here today to challenge anyone who's married with kids or going to go down that path one day to really think about your time.
Pregnancy.
Pregnancy is a really great experience. And there can be this amazing feeling of pride.
Parenthood.
It's about balancing the now with the future while teaching the right habits and hoping that your kids grow up to be great.
This is the Parent Team Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia, brought to you by Wyeth Nutrition.
Hey there. Are you planning to have kids? Kids can be fun and fulfilling to have, but did you know that parenthood can hasten relationship decline? That's what science says.
Welcome to Wyeth Nutrition Parent Team Real Talks, your partners in navigating through this thing called parenting. Here, we bring you experts in different fields to talk about the different things they know about that delightful, anxiety-inducing, one-of-a-kind ride of being a mom or dad.
Even happy and satisfied couples who consciously bring themselves into this transition into parenthood can experience a period of stressful and sometimes detrimental change. That's kind of scary, right? Thus, it's crucial that you plan for this possibility and build resilience in your relationship before you start fantasizing being called mommy and daddy. And as a couples therapist and a mother myself, I have two daughters. I will share with you my five S's that you need to remember as you prepare your relationship for a baby. S number one, strength. As a couple, you should be secure enough with each other that you know that you can rely on each other during times of stress. Thus, your relationship becomes a source of strength. Can you consider your relationship a source of strength? Think about that. Now, what does it mean for your relationship to be a source of strength? Well, this includes being able to positively communicate with each other, knowing how to argue healthily, and also knowing how to repair your relationship when differences abound. And of course, you need to be attuned with each other well enough to know each other's needs. If your relationship is already struggling, please don't fall into the trap that having a baby will save it. Studies show that in unhappy relationships where tension and conflict are the norm, parent-child interactions are also likely to suffer. And they say that couples who tend to fight will also tend to have poor quality relationship with their kids. So, wag na tayo mandami ng bata. It's best that we get to fix ourselves and our relationships first before we bring a child into this world. If you and your partner are looking for ways to reconnect with each other, I suggest that you go to couples therapy. Therapy can help you address your concerns, look at your values, see your desires and your goals, and build intimacy between the two of you even before having a baby. S number two, stability. Are you financially ready and stable to afford a child? Financial stability is another crucial factor in determining whether you and your partner are ready to have a child. While it's not necessary to splurge on your kids, know that costs can pile up even before the child is born. Think about prenatal care, pregnancy necessities, maternity clothes, checkups, and that it's highly likely that these expenses will rise year after year after year after year. So it's good and better and best, good, better, best, to sit down with your partner to talk about money and talk about your budget so that you would know if you can really afford to have a child. S number three, schedules. Even before giving birth, you need to have a clear plan on what you want your schedule to look like after having a baby. You also need to ask yourself, am I going to work full-time? Am I going to work part-time? Or do I want to be with my baby for the first 6 months or years or even the whole life and be a full-time mommy, right? Although fathers are now stepping up in terms of helping out after having a baby, it is still a known fact that mothers usually end up taking on more duties. And it's difficult. And this could lead to some mommies building resentment towards their partners. And we don't want that. So it's best that you clearly map out your schedule so you get to help each other efficiently, transition back to work smoothly, and still have time for self-care. S number four, support. They do say that it takes a village to raise a child, right? And as a mother of two, I would like to thank my village and even my villages who helped me raise my two daughters. And they're still helping me raise my two daughters. So what I'm saying is that you do not have to go through all these things alone as a couple. Try establishing our support system of family, friends, or even professionals to help out during the first few weeks, first few months, first few years of your child's life so that you and your partner can ease into your new lives as parents. So get that support system. Know who you can call when times get rough because you need help too. We all need help. Test number five, sex. Aside from preparing for a possible relationship decline once you become new parents, also expect that your sexual frequency and sexual intimacy might go kaput. A lot of couples complain about not having enough sex after giving birth or after being new parents. And that's because of the lack of sleep, new responsibilities, stress in life, crying baby, all these things. I think I mentioned crying baby, right? Yes. Yeah, it happens. And sometimes when you don't get to address it soon enough, it can lead into a whole relationship without sex for years. And we don't want that to happen. I mean, I don't want that to happen. So what can you do? As early as now, it's best that you get to talk about your sexual expectations with each other. For example, how long are you willing to wait before you get to be intimate again? How often do you want to be sexually intimate with each other? Plus, don't forget to flirt with each other continuously, even during pregnancy and after giving birth, so you don't lose that spark and that fire that you have for each other. Also, don't forget your date nights. Date nights are important. This may sound like over-planning to some people, but in becoming parents, you can never over-plan. Take it from me. Being a parent is difficult, challenging, and life-changing. So if you and your partner are not ready yet for any drastic changes, it's best to take your time and plan ahead and remember my five S's. And with that, this is Dr. Rica Cruz together with Pro Mama sending some sexy love and lust your way to help prepare your relationship for a baby.
And that wraps up this episode of Parent Team Real Talks with Doc Rica Cruz. Don't forget to hit subscribe and comment down below what you thought of this episode and what you want to see in future episodes of Parent Team Real Talks.
The advice provided by our parent team experts are not intended or implied as a substitute for professional medical advice, nor for medical diagnosis or treatment. Your reliance on the information provided by the experts is at your own risk. Depending on individual and personal facts and circumstances, your medical doctor's recommendation on treatment and management may vary. Please continue to consult your own healthcare professional.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.